Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming into from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw, who has a ministry that's trying to educate people about what's really going on, Freedom Advocates, stationed right here in Santa Cruz. And to understand what we're really talking about, you must understand there are people who have a different worldview. I mean, they don't believe in individual freedom. They do not believe that a man was born to be free. A man should have the right to use his property or his life or the product of what he's worked for. They believe in a ruling elite. And, of course, but how are you going to get the American people to accept that? Well, of course, you get them to accept it by making them think there's a real problem. And, of course, but one of the major goals of this movement is to lower the living standards of the American people. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. It's laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment. All of which, of course, you need to get. You need to read Agenda 21. You need to read the material that Michael has put out and begin to understand that there are people out there who have a different worldview, who are creating all sorts of supposed problems to justify more government control over your life. Go ahead, Michael. Tell us a little bit about, of course, your effort to try to educate people and how you see the problem.
The problem really is wrapped up in this budding globalism that we hear everywhere, from the globally controlled news media and television media that we all encounter daily, to our local politicians and our state politicians and our national politicians. This concept of sustainable development, better understood as Agenda 21, that is the plan for the 21st century articulated by and through the United Nations, is the essence of what globalism is all about. And people have to get past the sweet and soft words that they use to sell you on their various ideas that come through your local board of supervisors or your local city council, and come to understand what is really driving the agenda that's behind Agenda 21 or sustainable development. Those terms are really interchangeable. Agenda 21 or sustainable development. We need to understand what that is so that we can make the right choices that will affect the future of humanity. And if we don't, we're going to find ourselves marching down the path that they've drawn out. They've made very clear, population is to be massively reduced, private property is to be abolished, and the world is to be governed by a ruling elite with those of us who are deemed satisfactory for continued living on this planet to fall in line with. And if we don't understand how this mechanism is coming about, how it's squeezing us from every angle, how it is responsible for the pressures of the middle class in America and around the world feel, then we're going to miss the boat. We're going to find ourselves subjected to this kind of tyranny.
And, of course, the thing is, people do not imagine that we could really have tyranny in America, but I'd like to ask, why not? I mean, why would we think that we'd be any different or any better or any less, you know, better than other societies? Most people don't live with the freedom we have. And of course, when you take freedom for granted, why, it's readily lost. And unfortunately, freedom is not free. And if you're not out there being involved in electing your people, and I mean running for political office and financing the people who are running, believe me, the other side is, they're totally dedicated to winning. They think globally, but they act locally. And they take over school boards, they take over fire boards, they take over water boards, they take over city councils, they take over county boards of supervisors. They've done that here where we live in Santa Cruz for many years. They're dedicated. How dedicated are you out there in the listening audience to maintaining freedom in America? We'll be back in just a moment after Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And our guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates. And, of course, Michael heads an organization trying to educate the people about sustainable development, about Agenda 21, about the fact that there really is an organized, orchestrated effort out there to control the lives of the American people, to destroy individual freedom, to subvert our Constitution and establish, for all intents and purposes, a brutal and tyrannical dictatorship in America. And, of course, these people are using the environment and this myth of overpopulation, of the myth that we're running out of water, we're running out of clean air, we're running out of natural resources, we're running out of oil, and then the threat of global warming. Oh, my goodness, we've got to have total government control over every aspect of our lives. Of course, since they have control of the media, and you very seldom will hear the truth, and you will never hear about these organizations or how people of great wealth have funded the environmental movement. The oil companies funded the environmental movement. Why? So they could destroy competition. Why would the oil companies do that? So they'd make more money, of course. But the oil companies and the banking industry and many of our great corporations are all part and parcel of this movement towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Michael, you go ahead and pick up this story there.
Let me focus for just a few minutes on our local circumstance and our congressman, Sam Farr. Several years ago, he wrote a letter in our possession that where he says the following: "I am writing to congratulate you, the advisory board, and the action plan of Santa Cruz County Coalition for completing the local Agenda 21 action plan. I sat on that committee, actually. It was crazy people with crazy ideas. Came right out of the UN's Agenda 21 program. We called our local program to take off on that, the Global to Local Action Plan. We called it Local Agenda 21. A man from Congress is supporting it. He went on to say, I support the principle of sustainable development. Again, sustainable development is Agenda 21. To balance the needs of economic growth, environmental stewardship, and social equity. Well, that sounds sweet, but you know, when you get down to what it really means, that's when we all have basis for real concern. He went on to say, I'm spearheading a similar effort to develop a process for sustainable development planning for the entire Monterey Bay region. This isn't a Santa Cruz phenomenon. It's not just a Monterey Bay phenomenon, but people who live here need to understand whether you're in San Benito, Monterey, or Santa Cruz County, that our congressman is fully on board.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. And, of course, he's talking about the fact that the local congressman, Sam Farr, had written a letter really praising the move here in Santa Cruz County, where we both live, to establish this this concept called sustainable development. And he believes in sustainable development. He believes it needs to be implemented. He's helping it being implemented. And, of course, what people do not understand is that sustainable development is simply a code word for socialism, where the government controls everything. There is no problem that they raise that cannot be solved by a new government program. And that's what it all is about. Ever more government control of our lives, and our local congressman has been working right along with the radical leftists for many years, and the Marxists and the others, who want total control over the lives of the people. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Well, I think it is, although I always say that this is not simply a socialist movement. It's really a fascist movement.
All right.
Because it's a combination of big business and government, whereas socialism was an idea that government ran everything. And these folks are a little more sophisticated than that, know that they can make their trains run on time for a while if they combine big business with government and treat the rest of us as chattel. Sam Farr concluded that letter by saying the Local Agenda 21 action plan not only has local significance, it will have regional and national impacts. And, of course, that's what's intended. Now, Sam Farr, you might say, well, he's a strange congressman. He's the only man in the history of the American Congress to fly the United Nations flag right outside his office next to the American flag. And they say, well, not everybody's like Sam Farr in Congress. Well, I have it from from Ron Paul himself, who tells me that sustainable development is known by all of Congress to be massively moving forward in this country, but no one will talk about it. And that's why many listeners haven't heard about sustainable development. We try to help them with our website, Freedom Advocates, gain an insight and an understanding to what it is that's really ailing the world today. You know, it's not global warming and all the other tools used by sustainable developers to bring us to world government. It is the advocates of world government itself that are the cause of the problems that we're experiencing all throughout the country and around the world.
And I agree with you totally. And I think that the average citizen has no idea what this is all about because it's never discussed in the newspapers. It's never discussed certainly in forums. It's never discussed by our ministers. It's not taught in schools. They teach environmentalism, but they don't teach what's really behind this. And, of course, I think children are all frightened to death about, oh, my goodness, global warming. You know, we're certainly running out of water. We're running out of fresh water. We're running out of air. The air is all contaminated, and we've got to have all sorts of government controls to protect us. We're running out of fish. We're running out of natural resources. You know, we've got too much methane because we've got too many cows, and you know what that means. And ladies and gentlemen, people don't understand. They're creating all these fears in people's minds to justify the establishment of what Michael calls, and I think it's quite justifiable, a fascist society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. So you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, to get to the core of sustainable development, one needs to understand that it's about establishing new systems of economics and a new system of justice. These new systems discard the principles and the purpose of the Declaration of Independence. The new systems prepare America for the destruction of the middle class and our entry into world governance. It's about sustainable development. It's also about establishing world religion based upon environmental principles. Many religious institutions jockey for position of inclusion in this new world order. Many Christian denominations are willing to reinterpret and reapply biblical principles in order to be the champion of the sustainable order. The driving force of major religions is ecumenicalism or universal spiritualism. As all this is happening, basic tenets of Western spirituality are being abandoned. Ideas like the notion that every individual is endowed with unalienable rights. This is being lost in this remake of America so that it fits this new globalist order. And that's a consequence that has extraordinarily negative influences on our lives and the lives of our children. The idea that everyone is made in the image and likeness of God is dissipating from our pulpits. The creation of tax-exempt organizations which preclude churches from talking about political issues has caused our churches to go quiet. Now, if that had been, you know, if the king had imposed that on the churches of the 18th century, the American Revolution would have never come about. And having quieted the churches today, you know, we're losing the special dynamic that came about by virtue of America's revolution. We've got to recapture these notions, or our children are going to live in a world that we're going to be glad we didn't live in. But the reality too is that it's coming very fast. And for the average baby boomer, their old age may be spent under the thralls of this emerged New World Order. And so baby boomers ought not sit back and simply say, well, we'll let our children worry about it. You know, the reality is that the time has come and that people need to pay attention themselves. And the priests and pastors need to, and other genuine servants of God need to wake up to the real thrust of globalism before it's too late. People need real spiritual leadership, and that's something that without awakening to the reality of sustainable development, Agenda 21, and globalism in general, is something that's going to be a hard awakening for people as they suddenly realize that globalism has descended upon us and that it's too late to reverse it. Now is the time. In fact, it's getting late as the days and months and years pass. Sitting here today.
Well, of course, what people have to understand is globalism really means doing away with America's Constitution, doing away with our freedoms, doing away with, of course, this wonderful concept of liberty under God. Globalism means, of course, we will unite all of the countries of the world economically, and then we'll have a bureaucracy that will control our country, and certainly our Congress and our duly elected representatives will be figureheads as they are in Europe today. I've talked to members of the European Parliament. Even members of the European Parliament have no control at all over what goes on there. It's all controlled by a Soviet-style bureaucracy, self-appointed people who, of course, hold the reins of power, and the power of life and death over the lives of the people there in Europe and certainly in Great Britain. Understand this is exactly what is planned for America with, of course, the North American Union. And, of course, the whole idea is, you know, as long as people have a lot of material things, they're not going to be concerned about these abstract ideas of freedom unless, of course, they lose their freedom. And then, of course, who's going to worry about it? Because they're going to be silenced. They're going to be away in a prison. Today, there are, in America, 2.3 million people in prison today. And many of these, some of them are political people that have been put in prison. And certainly the book, Defrauding America, by Rodney Stitz, talks about how, you know, he had met many of the people there in prison, CIA, FBI, DEA officials, who tried to tell the truth. And what was the reward for exposing the truth? Why they were hustled off on phony charges to prison. We have 2.3 million Americans in prison. One out of every 32 adult Americans is in prison, probation, or parole. One out of every 100 Americans is in prison, American adults, and one out of every 32 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. And we call this the land of the free. We need to reclaim our freedom. We need to have moral people, certainly taking charge of our court system, and, of course, letting a lot of the people who are in prison, we're finding out now, have been hustled off there by prosecutors who have violated the law and withheld information that would have set people free, and judges, of course, who ordered the juries to come up with a conclusion that they didn't believe in. But they were told exactly what to do by the judges. It's time we got back to a system of justice and freedom here in America. Or, of course, you could very well be next. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, one of the tenets of sustainable development is to massively reduce human population. The new economic system that's being designed with multinational corporations and with the land use policies that we'll talk about later in the show simply will not support our current lifestyle or our population level. The new justice system, so-called equity under the sustainable development lingo, will not encourage human life, and the environmental movement agenda will not allow adequate resources, resource use to support current population levels. Now, the United Nations has is a part and parcel of the Sustainable Development or Agenda 21 program, has their Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which is a 1,300-page document. It was released at the same time sustainable development policies were unleashed. And in that document, they say that a reasonable estimate for an industrialized world society at present North American material standards of living would be 1 billion people. Now, that's an 86% reduction in human population levels that exist today. Sustainable development is not about life. It certainly isn't about liberty. And it is all about the abolition of private property. So those unalienable notions of life, liberty, and property are exactly contrary to what sustainable development is all about. And you can look in your newspaper and you can hear on TV references to sustainable development all the time. It's always in flashy and flowery language. They never tell you the philosophical underpinnings and the political realities that underlie what sustainable development is.
And don't you really think that they want to lower our living standards? That's why, of course, they're jacking up the price of oil. We've got lots of oil. We got it off the West Coast. We got it off the East Coast. We've gotten all sorts of government lands. We've gotten Aleutians. We've got it off the North Slope of Alaska. They won't let us develop it. Why? Because they want to get the price up and lower our living standards. They want to get the price of electricity up. They want to get the price of food up. After all, why should we have so much when people in Africa have so little? They want equitable distribution of income throughout the world. That means lowering the standards of the American people, and nobody is ever going to tell the American people.
And yet we're feeling it right now.
Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, we certainly are feeling the effects of sustainable development in so many ways. It's why it's so invigorating to come to an understanding of sustainable development policy, because then you can look out in society and you can see, well, that's why this problem exists and why that problem exists. And it brings reason and understanding to what it is that we're all experiencing. We can then begin to see how it is that the middle class has been taken down and how it's going to continue to be taken down. And but by understanding it and having a broad enough base of people who do understand it, well, we'll find ourselves not in the position of being faced with Obama and McCain as presidential candidates. You know, when people understand the globalist power that's taking us down and how the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are agents in that takedown, it'll be a true revolution. That doesn't mean picking up guns. It means a true revolution in this country of understanding and of thought. And as a result of that, we'll end up with new leaders. And that's what America needs desperately right now, because the time is becoming late in this process. You see, when it gets all built up the way they want it, they pull out one card and everything will tumble. For instance, it'll be real easy for them to undermine the dollar when they've got their positionings in place. And with the dollar destroyed, America's power seemingly destroyed, and America's lives destroyed, it'll be very simple for them to reallocate resources and direct people in ways that have nothing to do with individual liberty or the pillars upon which individual liberty rests. So America is truly at a tipping point. That's the word they like to use. We're at a tipping point, not as to whether or not there's going to be sufficient oil for the next decade. We're at a tipping point on our unalienable rights. Are they going to be knocked over sooner and not later, or are we going to stand up and understand what this globalist movement is really all about? If we don't, we're going to end up in a system of world government where human beings have no unalienable rights, where human beings are mere chattel of a ruling elite, a very small ruling elite, one that's been working its building blocks for a long, long time. It's moved like a turtle for a long, long time, and today it's getting very close to pulling the pin and subjecting us all to that tyranny. So it's time for us to gain some real understanding of what this is all about, come to an understanding of how Obama is part of this process, McCain is part of this process, and how it is that over the next 4 years, America is going to really suffer. If we don't like George Bush as president, I guarantee you that in the year 2012, whether it's Obama or McCain, we're not going to like them either. We're going to like them a whole lot less than we liked George Bush.
Well, I read a poll the other day that says Bush only had a 19% support. Now, most polls say he has, you know, 22 or 25, even some say 29% support. But this one poll said he had a 19% support. So if they like, you know, the new candidates less than George Bush, that's going to be pretty low rating.
Well, this is a process, and the process gets worse and worse. 4 years from now, it's been David Rockefeller, who is a true leader in the globalist movement. I mean, people might laugh and say, oh, Rockefellers, they don't matter. The reality is the Rockefellers, their power, their accumulated power over a century and their money does matter. And, you know, it's David Rockefeller who says that...
Hold that thought right there for just a moment. We'll be right back again. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates. We're talking about this move towards an authoritarian society in the name of course, sustainable development, in the name of Agenda 21. And these are terms, of course, if you have the Internet, you can go up and Google them in and read all about them. Or better still, you can go to Freedom Advocates' website and Michael, would you like to tell people how to get your website and how to get the material that you have put together to try to let people understand in a very simple manner that we are moving away from freedom towards fascism?
Well, it's simple enough. It's freedomadvocates.org. You can go to the web and There'll be lots of information there. And one of the things we try to do also is to create tools. We call them neighborhood tools. We've got two pamphlets that we've produced. The third one will be out next month that give you in quick, easy, understandable terms, short pamphlets that give you the essence of what sustainable development is. And often we sell these in large bulks, and people all over the country, really all over the world, have been buying these at an increasing rate, and that is rate of distribution. And where they've distributed the most, we find that people are most aware of the nature of sustainable development and reactions to local sustainable development policy. Remember, sustainable development is a global movement, but it operates at local levels. It's the old Santa Cruz adage of think global, act local, coming home to roost. The only way you can fight sustainable development, in my view, is to fight it at the local level. So these pamphlets, these tools that you can use in your neighborhood and with your friends and relatives, will spread the word about what it is that's really ailing America. And the fight then has to come from local people, electing the right people in their cities who don't take the funny money in order to implement sustainable development programs. Eventually, it'll carry through to where we're electing Congress people who will stand up in our national assemblies and expose the reality of sustainable development. We've got a long way to go, but what we try to do is create the tools necessary, whether it's audio, video, or pamphlet information about Sustainable Development Agenda 21, so that the understanding of the nature of this horrible dilemma placed upon us can be understood, because that's the only way we're going to salvage our liberty for ourselves and our children.
I think people, anybody who would really like to understand what it's about, you can go to the other side. They publish something called the Earth Charter. It was written by Gorbachev, a very strong, a multi-billionaire, a Stephen Rockefeller, the son of the of Nelson Rockefeller, and it lays out the plan. It's all right there. Point 10A of the Earth Charter says equitable distribution of wealth within nations. That's, of course, communism. They're talking about redistributing your wealth, not their wealth. And then, of course, it talks about equitable distribution of wealth between nations, and that's really what's going on today, as they are progressively working towards lowering our living standards, driving up the price of our food and our fuel, and, of course, even the imported goods now are going up in cost, and you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, certainly in Zimbabwe, where the United States State Department put and forced the Rhodesian people to take a man named Mugabe in, that was 1980s, Marxist thug, trade in communist China. Incidentally, communist China is backing Mugabe today. But the inflation rate, those of you who heard our program last Friday will remember that the inflation rate is 1,000,000%. 1,000,000% inflation in the country where we installed the Marxist government. And we're still financing the government there under one ruse or another. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, my goodness, we're just incensed by the brutality. Isn't that too bad? And yet, of course, by one ruse or another, we are financing Mugabe and keeping him in power as he slaughters and tortures and burns to death his own people in his own country. So you're not seeing that on television, though we're too busy watching Britney Spears and Paris Hilton to be concerned about the horror that the American State Department has brought to Zimbabwe and so many of the other countries of Africa, where literally millions of people have been slaughtered, as they were in the Congo and certainly in other countries in Africa, in Angola, in the southern part of the Sudan. We never talk about that. But after all, they were Christians, and we shouldn't be concerned about the Christians. We ought to be concerned about the Muslims in Darfur. When was the last time you heard about Darfur? When was the last talk about the 4 million people, mostly predominantly Christians, slaughtered in the Congo, or the 2 million slaughtered in the Sudan? We do talk about the 800,000 were slaughtered in Rwanda, but we never mentioned they were Christians, and they were largely slaughtered because they were Christians. We're engaged in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you better learn about it, and you better get involved, because I believe we're called at this time in history to begin to expose what's going on and the true spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place between good and evil. today. Well, Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, in order to make all of this happen, American borders really have to be broken down. We have to lose our sovereignty. We've got to really become part of a one-world order. And I'll give two examples of how that is happening today. Coming from the south is what's called the Trans-Texas Corridor. This is a roadway, a quarter-mile roadway that's to extend from central Mexico, the Pacific coast of Mexico, up into Texas, through Texas, across Oklahoma, and throughout the United States, and then up into Canada. This is the methodology for bringing about the free trade policy of globalism. Now, we're not talking about people freely trading. Free trade policy has become a misnomer. It's the idea that there can be no national boundaries for trade purposes. Well, as soon as you break down a nation's trade policy program, it can be a good one or a bad one, but as soon as you eliminate it and subject it to international control, well, you've lost the sovereignty of a nation. Well, the idea here is to take Chinese goods, import them on the Trans-Texas Corridor up into the United States without any inspections, without any duties, without any custom. So what we're doing is breaking down our border through the construct of this this roadway. Now, the roadway isn't going to be owned by American taxpayers or an American government. The roadway is going to be owned by a Spanish corporation, a multinational Spanish corporation. So what we're going to be doing is handing our infrastructure over to a foreign multinational corporation and abolishing our border for all imported goods. What we're really doing is inviting the introduction of a Trojan horse. There will be no way to stop whatever it is China might be offloading in Mexico and shipping into the U.S. It will destroy all kinds of American industries. You know, the longshoremen will be without a job because their ports will be closing. Nothing's going to come to the Oakland ports if it can be shipped up via a roadway with Mexican truckers transporting goods offloaded from China into the United States without customs or duty. It is the devastation of national sovereignty to have such things happen. You say, well, how could this be occurring? I say, well, it's a Republican governor in the state of Texas who's making it happen.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Michael Shaw. And Michael, before we go on, once more, I'd like you to get out your telephone number. I'd like you to get out your website so people can go there and get your information.
Well, the website is freedomadvocates.org, and the phone number is 831-684-2232.
That's freedomadvocates.org. And one more time, the telephone number?
831-684-2232.
And of course, they've got some great material that you really need to get to understand what's going on. Now, I wonder how many people have ever wondered why, when of course they've tried to get legislation through Congress and the Senate to make English the official language of the United States, why there's always so much opposition to it. Well, it's really very simple if you understand. They don't want, of course, English to be their language. They want to convert us into a multicultural society, a multilingual society. And they want to begin breaking down the very structure of our national sovereignty. When you understand that, it's also obvious. I mean, why have they held off so long, of course, enforcing our laws and, getting the fence built? My understanding is they're building a fence down there, but a lot of it is just vertical stakes sticking up in the air. You can walk right between them, but they say, well, that's going to keep vehicles from coming across the border. Well, it may very well, but people can just walk across the border. And, of course, they've got all the excuses for not wanting to do what, of course, they were ordered to do by Congress, and that was build a wall to protect the southern part of the United States. But it is all simply part of a scam. And once you understand the real reason is they want to do away with national sovereignty, they want to join the United States and Mexico, then it all makes sense. Otherwise, you sort of say, well, why do we, I pick up the telephone, I want to call AT&T, and I get this message in Spanish. And, of course, just with so many of our major corporations, why? Because they're all part of the problem. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, back to the Texas corridor. You've got a Republican governor who's pushing this hard, despite the fact that the Texas legislature rejected the whole idea. But the governor, working with Washington, D.C., just ignored that. They didn't even issue a veto so that it could be overridden. The Texas state legislature meets only every 2 years. And so this year, under the governor's leadership, Rick Perry, the Trans-Texas Corridor is moving right ahead. Now, it's not all bad news, though. The state of Oklahoma has passed legislation that prevents the Trans-Texas Corridor from entering the Oklahoma boundaries. So there is rising opposition.
I think 90% of the people in Texas don't want this, but it doesn't matter what the people want. The elite have their agenda, and of course, Bill Richardson down there, the Texas governor's in their pocket. They're one of the finest politicians money could buy. And I mean, the vote, you know, in the Texas legislature, I think, about a couple of hundred to two or three at the most in opposition. Of course, in other words, everybody did not want the Texas corridor, but it didn't really matter. It had already been decreed by the people who really run our country, and they simply set the legislature home. They won't be back for another 2 years, and by then everything will be a fait accompli, and then what do you do? Go ahead.
Well, the people do matter, though. There are organizations down there that are fighting, that are rallying people, that are causing people to understand the broader picture of what globalism means and how the Trans-Texas Corridor fits into that. And some marvelous things are happening. And now the fight is really coming down to the local level. And just today I've read that four counties have rejected the idea of the Trans-Texas Corridor coming through their communities. And that's exactly the kind of action that's needed here in Santa Cruz. I mean, for one thing, we need to come up with a new congressman, one who's not given over to these globalist ideals. The people can speak. We've got to speak a whole lot louder than we have. The people in Texas are beginning to show the way. But that's not the only good example. Coming from the north is what's called the Y2Y program. Now, this is an environmental movement. The Trans-Texas Corridor was an economic dynamic fitting into the sustainable objective. But what's coming from the north and into the five northwestern states is this program called Yukon to Yellowstone. Now, the Yukon to Yellowstone program is a stretch of land that extends 2,000 miles, several hundred miles wide. And this is to be the first wildland reserve called for under the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 program.
So it's one of these passageways for the animals so they can get from one wildlife area to another then.
That's right. And it takes in areas of five U.S. states, including the state of Washington. And the capital of the Y2Y program, which traverses much of Canada and starts up in Alaska, was to be Spokane, Washington. But the Washington State Legislature several months ago was faced with adopting the Y2Y program for the state of Washington. About one-third of the state was covered. This would have abolished all private property within this preserve and would have ultimately forced all people living there to move out because the land was to be dedicated to the wild animals. Well, the state of Washington, the legislature rejected the Y2Y program about 2 months ago. This is a major legislative defeat for the globalists, one hardly reported anywhere. But we've got to tip our hat to the people of the state of Washington who rallied up, informed their legislature of what it was. It's much attributed to the shows you do up in the state of Washington. You know, our materials were circulating widely up there, and are today even more so. But the people of the state of Washington just said no. The states that are affected, I think, are going to follow the same path. And it's very important that happen, because the Y2Y program is ultimately planned to extend down into Baja California. So it's going to go and include a lot more than just five U.S. states, as it's going to extend across the West.
And people have to understand this is long-range planning. They know exactly what they're doing. But once the public begins to understand, you know, once a small cadre begin to understand and get the word out, and people begin to put the things together and connect the dots, then, of course, you can unite the people, and certainly what's happened in Texas, what's happened in Oklahoma, what's happened in Washington is having an impact. I will tell you, here in the Monterey area, Santa Cruz area, where Michael and I live, when we had the election for president, Congressman Ron Paul got a higher percentage in Santa Cruz of the Republican vote than any other major county in the entire state. And I'm sure this is in part because of Michael's work and certainly our local radio station, KSCO down there, where, of course, they have call-in programs and people have a chance to get the truth out in the perspective program that's down there only 1 hour a week. But if you hear the truth 1 hour a week, why, of course, people then begin to see how this all fits together and that freedom really is in jeopardy and that we've got to get back to our Constitution. We've got to limit the power of government because, of course, it is government that imposes tyranny. And, of course, when liberty and limited government are synonymous and tyranny and total government are synonymous, there are those who want a dictatorship in America. They openly talk about it. But, of course, you're never going to hear about this from the controlled media because the five major corporations control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets, whereas just fortunately there are a few outlets where we can buy time and bring the truth to the American people. So you go right ahead.
I'm going to try to talk about several subjects that will help listeners link the dots that connect the sustainable development movement to what it is we see. And link those dots in a way that you say, oh, now I see how it's possible. Because the average guy who's just sort of blankly going along in life says, oh, wait a minute. This is a country that's founded on principles of checks and balances, and there's just no way that so much power can be accumulated in few hands that, the sort of thing that we're talking about today could even happen. Well, that's certainly what I thought a decade ago. But then when you begin to see some of these dots that I'm going to link, you begin to understand, oh my, it certainly is possible that power can centralize and accumulate the way it is being accumulated. And when that happens, of course, tyranny is simply around the corner. Now the first dot that I'll give is what I call funny money. When your wallet and pull out a U.S. Federal Reserve note. Now, I will state that Federal Reserve note has no real backing. It's simply a piece of paper. It's decreed and printed. It's called fiat money. Well, fiat money isn't a new phenomenon. It's existed throughout history. Always it ends the same way. It collapses. Fiat money, that is money with no backing, always collapses. So I ask you, how long before a Federal Reserve or a successor issues a new American currency? That is, all the dollars in your pocket suddenly become worthless. We now have to stand in line for whatever we can get because we've got no medium of exchange. What will destruction of today's fiat dollar bring to ordinary people? I say it will lead to repressive and controlling changes in our form of government. We need to be wary of our dollar. We know that $1 today buys a tenth of what a dollar would buy decades earlier. It is inflating, as fiat money always does, to the point of extinction. Today, the government's gotten very clever about how to hide that inflation. But we all know, from the price of gas to the price of food to the price of housing, that a dollar today does not buy what it bought a decade ago. And if you're old enough and you can think back to the 50s or 60s, you know damn well the dollar buys a fraction of what it bought then. So you say, well, how did this happen, and when did it happen? Well, that was the big change under Woodrow Wilson in 1913 when we established the Federal Reserve. That means we put in charge of our money globalist bankers who've never identified who they are. We put in charge of our monetary unit globalist bankers who have inflated our dollar, who made dollars simply out of thin air for the purpose of loaning it to us. So they have earned all the interest income off those dollars since they were first issued in 1913. So 100 years later, you can well assume they've made trillions of dollars, which they've used to buy up certain industries. And now you know why it is that Sean Hannity reports what he reports. He's owned by a corporation that is owned by globalist bankers. And so, of course, the message is going to be the message, the blah, meaningless message that we get from Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the rest. Funny money, that is fiat money, money made out of thin air, is a key to understanding the globalist movement. Once you get that point, the rest of it becomes much easier. Now, a great book on the subject is Ed Griffin's The Creature from Jekyll Island. A thoroughly enjoyable read. I mean, just because it's written well and it's presented in an entertaining way. If you can be entertained with this kind of scary message.
Let me just interject here. If you read Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, he quotes Lenin as saying, you know, the best way to destroy a nation is to debauch its currency. And not one person in a million will understand what you're doing. And that's really what's happening today. They've debauched our currency. Most people see prices going up, but the government tells us it's only 2% core inflation. It's only 2% core inflation. It's only 2% core inflation. Why? Oh, we wouldn't lie to you, would you? And I would simply ask you, go to the gas station and look at the prices. Go into the grocery store and look at the prices. You can believe what the government says. Government agents, of course, who have a vested interest in lying because if they told the truth, they'd have to pay out more money to Social Security recipients and holders of index treasury bonds, inflation index treasury bonds. Are you going to believe them or are you going to believe your lying eyes? And I would suggest you lose your lying eyes. They're debauching our currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's happening. Go right ahead, Michael.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Now, the second way to link the dots is the work that's ongoing, and you can look at your local community, you can look at the national government, but the effort to abolish private property is moving stealthily along. Sustainable developers are changing the economic system in America from free enterprise to public-private partnership. Now, when I was a boy, I learned that when the government, the public sector here, and businesses partnered, that it was simply called fascism. That's what economic fascism is. That's what Mussolini designed and Hitler implemented. Well, today they're very proud about their creation of public-private partnership. In Santa Cruz, you want to build attractive housing, and you're not a public-private partner, you can forget it. Now, if you are a public-private partner, you get about close to $100,000 per unit to build public-private partnerships, public-private housing, from the government. The federal government has given Santa Cruz County $300 million for the purpose of constructing public-private partnership housing. Now, what happens is you get a developer, either a nonprofit or a for-profit developer, in our community, it's a fellow named Barry Swenson, builds these housings that stack them and pack them along public railroad lines or public bus lines with businesses on the ground floor and small units above them. Well, he gets enough subsidy that he makes money before he starts. And then the government chooses who buys these places, and the government sets up the rules for how it is that people are to live within these units. Now, a free enterprise developer who wants to build a tract of homes, well, he simply can't get a permit. In fact, many landowners in Santa Cruz County who want to build a house on their own land either can't build it or have to go through absolute misery to get a permit at an extraordinary cost. So what we're doing is we're shifting from free enterprise to public-private partnership. We're moving away from America and right to Hitler's Germany for our economic model.
Hitler's Germany or Benito Mussolini's Italy, it really doesn't matter. They call it fascism. In fact, none dare call it fascism. After all, if it prospers, you don't dare criticize it. And this is, of course, what we have in America today. Our guest has been Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Michael, let's get your telephone number and webpage out one more time.
It's freedomadvocates.org. Our phone number is 831-684-2232.
One more time.
831-684-2232.
And I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, you get the information. If you'd like a copy of the Earth Charter, you can get it off the Internet. If not, you can call us. We'll give our telephone number at the end of the program. Get the Earth Charter. Read it. It's the Mein Kampf for the fascists who are running the world today. Well, Michael, go right ahead.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left. I think the summary I'd give at this point is that every American owes it to themselves, owes it to their children, to understand what sustainable development is. More and more of our fellow citizens are just embracing this idea mindlessly because of the cute verbiage that surrounds it and because of the pressures and the indoctrination that comes from our schools, from our government officials, from NGOs. You know, reminds me, an NGO, non-governmental organization, is an organization that has been accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. Don't buy into the sweet-sounding tunes of sustainable development advocates. Understand what it is. Take a stand. Start to elect people that understand these dynamics. Rid our countryside, rid our country of these globalist ideals. It becomes too late. And that day is not too far away. The time is now to understand what's happening, to begin us on a long, hard road of reconstruction. But if we don't get on that road, we're going to go down the road to tyranny. And that's not in anybody's interest.
Amen to that. And of course, freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is they are ruled by evil men. Well, certainly, Michael, we've got some very important elections coming up here in the Monterey Bay area in the near future. We're certainly having our supervisorial elections, and that is very, very important. I mean, the people in those supervisors are going to determine and supervisorial positions are going to determine what happens here in our community over the next 4 years, next 2 years anyway, until there's another election for supervisor and they stagger them, so that the five supervisors in our county are elected, three one time and two the next time. But it's important people understand that we can make a difference. We should listen to what the other side says, and that is, Think globally, but act locally. Think globally, but act locally. And believe me, the other side is acting. They're totally dedicated. They're working. And I would simply ask to our listeners, what have you done about the local supervisorial election, which will determine what happens in our community over the next 2 to 4 years? Have you been contributing financially? Have you been passing out flyers? Do you even know who's running in your supervisorial district? Because if you don't, then you are part of the problem. Thanks very much, Michael. Appreciate you being with us. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, it's very important you understand the environmental movement. We have Holly Swanson's excellent book, Set Up and Sold Out. If you'd like to know about the global warming scam, and it is a scam, you hear about, oh my goodness, the ice poles are melting. Yes, they're melting on Mars, just like they're melting here a little bit. How much global warming have we had? We've had about 0.6 degrees in the last 100 years. 0.6 degrees, that's all we're talking about. And of course, we're in a global warming phase, and we'll probably have a few more degrees over the next several 100 years. But it is a scam. But what's the solution? Why, of course, we've got to get people out of their cars. We've, of course, got to stop generating electricity using coal and natural gas and oil. And, of course, we've got to lower our living standards. We've got to deindustrialize America because America is contaminating the whole world. And the largest polluter in the entire world today, Communist China, they aren't even covered by these treaties that they're trying to get passed. Talk about absurd. You really need to get the DVD we have by Dr. Michael Kaufman called Global Warming. Global Warming. And then, of course, we have several books on this subject. One of them is, of course, it goes into climate change, Al Gore. And the other is the politically incorrect book on global warming, politically incorrect analysis of global warming. And then, of course, you need, of course, to get my syllabus on sustainable development, my four-tape set, and my talk, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government, because that's what it's really all about. Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. Because, of course, they're using, of course, the environmental threat to actually justify ever more control over your life. So once again, let me mention, Sydney, that we hope you'll want to get Holly Swanson's book, Set Up and Sold Out, and then The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming is an excellent book. The Climate Change, Al Gore, another book on global warming. You need to have the documents at your fingertips. And, of course, you need to get my four-tape set on global warming as well. And you need to understand, you need to be able to discuss this intelligently. But I think the DVD that Dr. Kaufman put out on global warming, it will give you all of the information that you need. Now, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we certainly advocate people go ahead and go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. There, of course, you'll see pictures of the Georgia Guidestones where the Mein Kampf is laid out for the what's going on today, where they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. 500 million? That means they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. Who built the Georgia Guidestones, the American Stonehenge? Why don't you ever hear about this? Because they don't want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, because you have been targeted and your family has been targeted. We're going to see wars. We're going to see pestilence. We're going to see famine. We're going to see terrible things happening in the not-too-distant future. I believe, of course, we're heading into an expansion of the war in the Middle East. I believe we're heading into world food crises. And I believe that there are new diseases that have been developed. In fact, we see them. Where did AIDS come from? Oh, a monkey, of course, somebody ate monkey meat. That's the explanation. Well, is that why we got 8 different subdivisions of that illness in different parts of the world all at the same time because one fellow ate monkey meat? Of course, you need to get my talk on population control. It's available now on DVDs. Will soon be, it's available now on video. Soon available on DVD, on a DVD. My talk on population control. My talk on none dare call it genocide. My talk on planned population reduction. We have chronic fatigue syndrome. We have the fibromyalgia. We have Morgellons disease. We have Lyme disease. Where do they all come from? Nobody wants to ask because, of course, the thing of the solution is too horrible to contemplate that we are actually creating new diseases to disable the people. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. Scientists and engineers at JPL in Pasadena, California, are celebrating yesterday's picture-perfect landing of NASA's Phoenix Mars lander. JPL project manager Barry Goldstein says they all held their breath, but things could not have gone better.
Everything we wanted in the telemetry, everything locked up.